What makes a good personal programming side project? That's what we're going to talk about this week. But before we get to this week's question, here's a quick review from iTunes. DreYoung79 says in a review titled, "Excellent for Developers of All Levels." When I initially stumped into this podcast, I considered it a beginner-level podcast. But as the host went through the various patterns, I found myself learning so much, looking forward to the next episode, and recommending to others. The Q&A topic of, "Can I learn to code if I'm stupid?" really hit home for me so much that I had to write in to support this excellent podcast. I highly recommend it for developers of all levels, from senior to those thinking of getting into coding. Thank you for your review and comments. If you'd like me to read your review, well, the first step is you have to leave a review. The thing I liked about this review was the reference to the episode from 2016, April 8th, where I discussed learning how to program if I'm stupid. I'll just say that was one of my more emotional episodes. Okay, on to the question this week. I love side projects. Just listen to my sponsor message where I've been saying many times now that you need to start programming. Don't wait for somebody to assign you to work on a software project. If you do, you'll still be waiting in the same spot as you are now this time next year, and the year after that, until eventually you just give up. You absolutely need to form a simple plan, start working on it, and adapt as you make progress and learn. Keep a record of your progress through source code control. I recommend Git, and you can create free open source Git repositories on GitHub. But how do you get started? For many of us, a big stumbling block is the perceived need to come up with a good idea. How do you know ahead of time if your idea will be good and worthwhile? The moment we come up with an idea, there's a little voice in our minds that starts critiquing the idea and pointing out all the reasons why it's bad. Let me give you a simple answer to this problem. You won't know if your idea is good before you get started. Don't worry about it. And you know the best way to defeat that destructive voice? Data. Make a deal with yourself to just get started and put the criticism on hold for a short while. Get something working. It doesn't have to look good, and by working, I don't even mean it has to be running software. It just needs to be far enough along that you can show it to other people and start getting feedback. This could be as simple as some sketches at first. But they'll steal my idea. No, they won't. At this point, you don't even know if your idea is good or not. But you've done something already that most people never do. You started taking action. That's the key. If you get nothing else out of this episode, remember to just get started. But is that it? Is that all I have to say about selecting a side project? Just a bunch of psychological support and encouragement? No. But you'll have to wait until after this message from our sponsor for 4 specific suggestions to help you choose a good personal programming project. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the take-up code-free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. The first one is something that everybody will tell you. That doesn't mean you can ignore it. There's a lot of truth that your project should be interesting to you. You'll be spending a lot of time with your project, so make it something you'll enjoy. Match your project with one of your hobbies. If you like running, then consider a project to rate each run on a scale from 1 to 5 for a few different qualities. Record these and learn how to present the data in a graph. If you like robotics, then you're in luck. Software and robotics go together better than salt in the sea. write some software to control a robot right from your computer through a Bluetooth connection. If you like watching movies, then consider building a utility that you can run at the same time you watch a movie on your computer that lets you push a key to take a still image from the movie along with the timestamp. This will let you easily remember your favorite scenes. Are these good ideas? I don't know. I just came up with them. It doesn't matter. Just get started and adapt the idea as you learn. The first criteria is that you're interested. While something interesting will get you going, it's not always enough to keep you going. You might find that you stop working on your project after a few weeks or maybe even sooner. To help with this, the second suggestion is to find something that you need. If you constantly do something that could be made easier or faster or more reliable with some software, then you'll be more inclined to finish your project. This could even be something unrelated to your everyday needs and could be a one-time event. Let's say you want to apply for a software development position within your company. Having a completed project that you can show and explain is a good way to get noticed and taken seriously. This is a great need. Another example of a great need is when you want to learn something specific. Some new technology or technique that you want to investigate can give your project a specific goal to achieve. Related to that suggestion, the next suggestion, number 3, is to avoid conflicts with your work. If you work for a bank during your day job, then writing a financial application is a good idea only if you want to present it to your employer as a prototype idea. All I can say here is to be prepared for rejection. Most companies, even the ones willing to consider such ideas, usually have guidelines and evaluations to go through, and your project, while it might give you some mentions, faces a steep challenge of being accepted as an actual company project. Since it's so related to your company, that's about all it'll be good for. If you want something that you can call your own and show off to anybody inside or outside your company, then select something unrelated to your company. Everybody will be happier when you avoid conflicts of interest. And the last suggestion I'll make is to find a group you can join and work on a project together. The social interaction not only will help you learn better, but will help keep you motivated. If this is your first personal programming project, then consider helping out with an existing project that somebody else has already started. Not only will the other person be grateful for the help, but together you'll both be more energized to complete the project. As another suggestion, if you're just getting started, find a group of people or at least one other person that you know and can meet with in person. There are lots of open source projects that you can contribute to and will be glad for the extra help, but you might want to hold off on this if you don't know the other people until you have a bit more experience. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer? Taking the time to ask a question helps not only you, but everybody who listens as well. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and you'll find a form that you can use to submit your question.